You might perhaps have noticed when I was talking about the tools some pages back here that I showed a number of different sizes of the ice chisels, but I just showed one single size of the carving knife, the Hangito. It's possible to buy different sizes if you go in a tool shop. There's 1 millimeter, 2 millimeters, 5, 7, 9, whatever, a whole range of them. But traditional carvers have just one, pretty much. 4.5 millimeters is a standard size. Sometimes people might use a 6. I shouldn't just say one. But we don't have a whole wide selection of them. You know, it's a bit hard to believe at first, and I myself too, when I first started this, I assumed that I would need a bunch of these chisels, a bunch of these knives, but it's not the case. The print we have here is a demonstration print. The fat lines and the thin lines all get carved by the same knife. And in the same way, if I do a beautiful bijinga with beautiful, very delicate hairlines and then yet quite chunky lines on the kimono, they do all get carved with exactly the same knife. There's no reason for a large one, because the knife has a triangular point that, of course, by definition, it goes down to after zero at the point. So when you need a very fine knife, you just simply don't dig it deeply into the wood. When you need a more powerful cut, you press the knife more deeply in. So it really is a case of one size fits all. The single knife you've got will carve pretty much anything you're going to throw at it. There's a lot of pointers that could be put about using this thing. You know, I talked about some of them in the video there, but a couple of them are if you're carving with the grain and against the grain, when you're carving with the grain, the knife really sometimes wants to fall into the lines between the grain, and it wants to follow the grain rather than follow your line. So you'll need to really keep a good rein on it when you're carving, especially close to the same direction as the grain. Then, I know, it's difficult too for beginners, it's difficult for me, but the idea is you should cut as much as you can with one stroke rather than stop, 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 stop. Of course you can't help it at the beginning, but you'll see very much that there's no way you can get a smooth line. Every time you stop and start and stop and start, that point where you stopped is visible in the finished print. So try as much as you can to do it in a long curve without stopping. And the other thing I guess that really should be emphasized, and I probably talk about this too much, is that, you know, really please try and keep this thing sharp. It's no big deal. Sharpening is very, very, very simple. Keep the stone right by the side of your carving bench, and I can't tell you how long it's going to be. Every couple of hours? Every hour? Every 15 minutes, you know, I don't know. It all depends on the kind of wood you're carving and what work you're doing. But when you feel it, instead of being smooth, when you feel, you can hear it before you can see it. You hear a sort of a tearing feeling as the knife cuts through the paper on the top of this wood instead of a slice. And that tells you that it's time to sharpen. Just grab the stone. 1 minute is enough, and then get back to the block. You're going to have a long carving career, and it would be a great idea at the very beginning of it to get into this habit of please keeping your tool as sharp as you can.